Let's get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
An investigation is underway into the death of a man at a five-star hotel in County Laois. Gardaí say they were called to an incident at the Ballyfin Domain yesterday evening. A man in his 30s has been arrested. Our Midlands correspondent Sinead Hussey.
Gardaí say they were alerted to an incident at the five-star luxury hotel, which is located at the foot of the Slieve Blue Mountains, shortly before 8 o'clock yesterday evening. A man in his 60s was found dead, and another man aged in his 30s and known to the deceased was arrested. It's understood the two were guests and were travelling together. It's unclear the circumstances that led to the fatal assault, but Gardaí say they are following a definite line of inquiry. A technical examination of the scene will take place today. Gardaí say the man in his 30s arrested as part of the investigation is being detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act, which means he can be questioned for up to 24 hours. Sinead Hussey, RTÉ News.
It's been confirmed that the songwriter Johnny Doon died after getting into difficulty while swimming in Galway Bay yesterday. His body was recovered from the waters following a search after he and a woman were reported missing in separate incidents at Silver Strand. Our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.
Johnny Doohan will be perhaps best remembered as the writer of The Voyage, a song made famous by Christy Moore on his 1989 album of the same name. The 74-year-old's remains were taken from the water close to Silver Strand Beach hours after he was reported missing. A search for a woman in her 30s was scaled back as darkness fell last evening and will resume this morning. Gardaí are trying to piece together the exact chain of events that led to the tragedies. They've appealed to anyone who was walking or swimming in the area yesterday morning to contact them. There were no reports of anybody in difficulty in the water, and the alarm was raised in both instances only when the people in question failed to return home or attend work. Foggy conditions that hampered the search are forecast to persist for much of this morning. All those taking part in the effort are asked to register their presence at an on-site command and control unit at Silver Strand Beach. Pat McGrath, RTÉ News, Galway.
On the fifth day of the general election campaign, political parties are publishing policy documents. Issues including childcare, urban renewal and the representation of workers will be addressed. Parties will also expand on their plans for housing and the protection of Ireland's neutrality. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
The Fine Gael Deputy Leader, Helen McEntee, will launch the party's childcare policy this morning in Dublin, with a plan to introduce a permanent double child benefit each August when families face back-to-school expenses. Party leader Simon Harris will also be in the capital, campaigning in several constituencies on the south side. Fianna Fáil will launch its proposals on how to get more people living in city centres. Party leader Micheál Martin will be pounding the pavements in Kildare North and the Kildare South constituencies. Sinn Féin will outline how it would represent workers in government. Party leader Mary Lou MacDonald will be on the stump in County Cork and County Limerick. The Green Party will focus on its plans to tackle vacant and derelict properties and ensure they return to the nation's housing stock. The Labour Party will be publishing detailed plans on how best to protect renters. The Social Democrats will launch two policies, a renter's charter and combating domestic, sexual and gender-based violence. Meanwhile, the People Before Profit leader Richard Boyd Barrett will reveal his party's plans to protect neutrality, including retaining the triple lock.
In the United States, President-elect Donald Trump has announced that after he takes office, he will appoint the billionaire businessman Elon Musk to lead a project to increase government efficiency and cut costs. Mr. Musk has spoken of cutting $2 trillion from the federal budget, but has not specified how. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Elon Musk has been lobbying hard to be appointed to head a commission to improve the efficiency of the US federal government by slashing costs, red tape and employees. Now he's been granted his wish. He will lead a new Department of Government Efficiency along with Vivek Ramaswamy, a biotech entrepreneur who ran against Trump in the Republican primary contest earlier this year. Ramaswamy is a college classmate and friend of Vice President J.D. Vance. Musk gave over $100 million to help Trump's re-election. One of his companies, SpaceX, holds multi-billion dollar contracts with the U.S. government. Donald Trump has also nominated Peter Hegseth, a Fox News presenter, to be his Secretary of Defense. Hegseth has spoken frequently about firing generals and admirals he accuses of being woke or politically correct. He has no experience of working in the Pentagon. Later today, Donald Trump will meet President Joe Biden in the White House as part of the process of an orderly transition of power. 4 years ago, then-President Trump refused to hold a similar meeting with Joe Biden, insisting he had won the election. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
The British author Samantha Harvey has won this year's Booker Prize for her novel Orbital. The 136-page novel tells the story of fictional astronauts looking down at Earth from space. The announcement of the £50,000 prize was made in London last night. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For effective, efficient and balanced warmth throughout your home, choose Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Fog will lift this morning and afternoon. Increasing cloud will move in from the north. There'll be drizzle, mist and hill fog, mainly in the north and parts of the west. There'll be sunny spells further south. Highest temperatures will range from 9 to 13 degrees.